Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.
You are listening to What Tanisha Said on the Bashani Radio app. All right, now, this episode is called Car Pussy. I'm only going to be able to say so much. But car pussy. What the hell is car pussy? I just laughed my behind off when I said that title for the first time. Because I got a friend, she's like 40-something, almost 50, and she was talking about she met this guy, and they just kind of hit it off. It was just, you know, incredible magnetism between the two, and there was a lot of sexual chemistry and energy. And so they got down in the car. I thought, okay, I hadn't done that in a long ass time. Like, you know, like back when you didn't have your own damn house. And when he didn't have his own damn house. And you probably was living in your mama house. Or too cheap or too broke to get a room. I don't know. I just like, okay, that's different. That's different. So, as we were talking about the ramifications of car pussy, this event took place, I don't know, maybe 3-4 days prior to her telling me, and she hadn't heard from him. The fuck? What you mean? Like, he ain't called back. What in the hell? Wait a minute. You mean to tell me dude took the cookies and ran? And so, you know, we were just kind of taking this whole thing back and breaking it down. Like, what do we stand to lose, ladies, if we give and do car pussy, or if we give him things, any type of ass or any type of sexual pleasures, you know, right off the bat, not really knowing him, not really getting to know him and spend some time with him. You know, what do we stand to lose sometimes by just leaning into our sexual urges? You know, men will tell you, oh, no, that's not going to make you a hoe. That's not going to be a deterrent for me. It just says you know what you want if you're going to give up that booty. But let me tell you, it was a lot of errors made with the car pussy move, in my opinion. In my opinion, you know, at this age, in the mid-40s, getting on to 50 and stuff, for me, like, you know, more closer to the 50s for me. But, like, when you give up car pussy, it's so spontaneous. And I think spontaneity is really good, but it's also dangerous. Like, so, and then, you know, whenever I do whole shit or, you know, I always have the whole bag, right? Like, you know, we talked about that in, like, one of my first episodes. We talk about what goes in the whole bag, how to take the whole bag and do what you need to do. And the thing, the concept of going with the whole bag and traveling with it and all that good stuff. In this particular situation, you may or may not have it. And then you may not have the access to use it. Like, what you going to wash your pussy right there in the car? It's not impossible, but it's like, how does that work? So you didn't have time to access your clean and do kit. Coochie is well, to be honest with you, I'm not going to go out unless coochie's straight in the first place, even if we just going to sit there and eat on some french fries. But, you know, after certain steps, she's between two thighs. The bitch is heated. It's sweaty. She still need a little wrap up. I don't know. Maybe that's just me. You know, and then, do they eat pussy in the car? I don't think I've ever had my pussy ate in the car. But I would, you know, like, in order to tap me, you gotta eat it first. So, you know, I'm just thinking about this whole car pussy incident. Like, okay, did you get ate first? did he really like slob it down? And then do you have the space to know to kind of get comfortable and allow that to happen so you can bust all over his face? Like, I don't know that you have the space in the car to accomplish those things. So I was a little concerned that, you know, you missed a lot of opportunities too by, you know, giving up the car pussy. So then I was like, okay, like I remember car sex when I was much younger. And my whole thing is I remember like trying to get some dick in this odd ass position where you damn near at a squat or you leaning over almost type thing. And you are bopping and security at the same time, because, you know, 9 times out of 10, you're somewhere that you are not supposed to be. I mean, usually in the event of car sex, you're kind of in a semi-public place. And even when I've tried to do it at a little hidden place, damn, cops rolled up on our ass. We was like, where the fuck he come from? This sneaky bastard knew what the fuck we was doing, you know? Well, luckily we wasn't naked, as I think we would have went to jail. And that's the other thing, okay? That's the other thing about the whole ramifications of car pussy. Like, you risk going to jail. Is this new unknown motherfucker that I may or may not know his last name or what he really does for a living, is he worth me going to jail? Hell fuck no. So, sis, ladies, I say this to say, and I know I say that a lot, I say this to say, don't do it. When it comes to new dudes that you meet, jack off first. I tell men to do it. I'm gonna tell sis to do it. So that you know, you gotta be in the mindset of freshly fucked. You can't be thirsty like that. Cause if he think you thirsty, he gonna come at you any kind of damn way. That's why this motherfucker ain't called back. He's a buster in my book. Cause, you know, I know y'all have listened to me say my thing about ghosting. I don't have a problem with ghosting. But if you ghost me, damn it, don't call me. And that's fine. You ghost me, it can't be after this pussy. That's you not gonna ghost me after the pussy. You ghost me beforehand, we good. That's okay. Because that's a just, you know, that's a compatibility issue. And that's fine. That's a great understanding. But you ghost me after you get these cookies, nigga, we don't play like that. That's just foul. That's just foul. Have an understanding. So you know what? I'm so sorry that things did not work out. But then, you know, don't leave a sister feeling like she played herself and all this other shit. So I say this to say, let's break down all of the ramifications on why at this age we cannot be giving up no car pussy. No. Only way I think you probably can, let me go back. Only way I think you can is if there's an establishment of relationship there with you and this person, maybe even if it's your spouse, and he talking mad shit while y'all on that road trip, and y'all pull over, and you know, like, I'm gonna break you off a little bit or some shit like that. Now that's different. Now the energy is focused on, you know, it's playful intent, and the spontaneity is a little bit different. And you know, because hell, let's just be real. If y'all married, y'all probably ain't fucking that much anyway. So if it hits you, it don't matter where it hits you. You got to do it. Oh, I'm not hating on married people. I promise you I'm not. I'm going to get married one day. Matter of fact, I think I'm going to get married in 2022. Yep. Y'all heard me say it. I'm not going to be single all of 2022. So, yeah. Bam on that. But come on, sis. We got to think about the message that we sent it. So if you giving him some car pussy, you telling him, I don't mind going to jail. I don't give a damn about myself going to jail. You know, I can fork this out. I ain't got shit to lose. You kind of it's kind of really a downgrading message there. If you give him some car pussy. Secondly, you know, you don't know what you just gave him. Look, when you got a fat ass, sometimes those little sticky papers that you lay on the toilet or a little piece of toilet paper might be caught up in your ass. If you got a fat ass, it's highly probable. I'm not saying everybody got toilet paper in their ass. But, you know, it's just one of those things where when you fucking in the car, you might miss some things. Like, it's just, it's not very hygienic. And you don't have the best of access to clean off whatever you're doing. And I don't know what your status is with prophylactics. Like, you know, where's the condoms and things of that nature? Matter of fact, all those conversations even being had if you're giving up some car pussy. So, I want to cover all the bases. Sis, make his cheap ass get a room. Period. You don't even have to stay overnight. But he gots to get a room. He gots to eat your ass. It's like paying for admission. It's just the way it goes. These are some things that you really have to take into consideration. Sis, you're worth it. I don't give a fuck how much the room costs. You're worth it. I don't give a damn what he says. You're worth it. You're worth it. You're beautiful. You're valuable. And you have the most valuable commodity that has started wars, killed people, all that. It's sitting between your damn legs. You have a whole portal between your legs. So with that being said, no car pussy. No car pussy. No car pussy. And that is what Tanisha said. All right now.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.